Are you just a little over Dan, Anastasia, and Gladys messing around in the mud kitchen? Are you kind of sick of COVID copulating the world's karma? How about the relentless barrage of bad news fed to us day in, day out? Well, listen up. The Thursday Daily has the antidote. At least we all like to think so, right? We like to think so. We've got Wayne's 4x2 pop culture review, not the building show. 4 entertainment reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, you brilliant man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm having the antidote. That's a lot to live up to, but I'm going okay.
I know. All right, let's get into it. Let's go. What have we got at number one?
No worries. The first one is a show that just finished recently and absolutely loved. It's called The Great, and I think it's aptly named. This is just an epitome of just great entertainment. This is a first season of a Hulu show, and it's currently screening on Stan. You can stream all 10 episodes in total, and it's just wonderful, wonderful entertainment. Now, this is created by an Australian called Tony McNamara, who's been around for quite a while. He's written a lot of Australian TV. He wrote a film called The Favourite that came out a couple of years ago. And this latest creation is based on a play he actually did for the Sydney Theatre Company about 12 years ago. And he tried to make it into a film, but that didn't get through. But he's now landed with a TV series that's really, really working well. And this is based on Catherine the Great. I would say it's a very wicked, wicked comedy with drama. It's not exactly true to the historical story, but it's just really wonderful entertainment. Now, Catherine the Great was ruled Russia for 30 years in the 18th century. And this story starts when she gets married to Peter the Third. And the first season, basically, as it comes into the Russian court, Peter is portrayed as a narcissistic buffoon, basically. And she sort of starts to think of ways how she can take over his crown. So it's just very, very wickedly funny. The satire is great. The writing is razor sharp. Just really enjoyed it. And the two stars are wonderful. Elle Fanning plays Catherine, and she's wonderful. And the British actor Nicholas Holt plays Peter, and he's brilliant as the very vain, simple-minded man who's trying to hold on to his crown. So I really, really strongly recommend this show. It's also incredible to look at the sets. Well, not sets, but they film them not in Russia, but mainly in English castles and also one in Italy. And it's just great to look at. So it's great for the mind, but also the eyes.
Okay, that's Hulu series The Great.
Yes, it's wonderful, yeah.
Awesome. What have we got at number two?
Number two is a film I saw this week. It's called Where'd You Go, Bernadette? Has an Australian connection. It stars the wonderful Kate Blanchett. Now, this film was sort of going to be released back in March and then was delayed with the COVID, but it's now in cinemas now. And it's directed by Richard Linklater, who's been around for many years, directed films like Boyhood, Days of Confused, The Before Trilogy, and this is his latest. And it's based on a novel, Where'd You Go, Bernadette, by Maria Semple, which was written as a series of letters from the daughter of Bernadette to her mum. But obviously, when you're trying to make a film adaptation, it's a bit hard to base it on letters. So they've sort of changed the way it's done, but it's sort of seen through the eyes of the daughter. And Bernadette is Bernadette Fox, who was once a very successful architect in LA. There was a catastrophic event that basically made her into a recluse, leave society, move to Seattle with her husband, who's an IT guru, and the daughter. But she's basically going through a time in her life where she suffers from paranoia, anxiety. She's finding it really difficult to operate in society. So it's sort of her path to, getting back to what she wanted to be, and which is basically create. She's such a brilliant mind, and I guess she's trying to find a way to get back into that thing. So I wouldn't say it's a midlife crisis, but it's certainly one where the Bernadette is trying to get a hold of herself again. As I said, it's seen through the eyes of her daughter, who loves her so much, but just wants to see her happy. So it's quite an enjoyable film. I wouldn't say it's a great film. It sort of doesn't always nail the comedy. It doesn't always nail the drama. But I think it really just works as good entertainment. So don't go in with like massive hopes, but I think you go in. I did enjoy it. So I think it's just one of those films that maybe doesn't quite get there, but is just enjoyable. And Cate Blanchett is wonderful.
All right. Film, where did you go, Bernadette?
Yes. Yes.
Love it. Number three.
Number three is another TV show. This is called Run. Very simple, simple title. This is the first season. It's a HBO comedy slash drama. It's currently, you can catch up on Foxtel. Only seven episodes. It's a very smart, very funny show. It's got a really great premise. A couple, Ruby and Billy, were together, were potentially going to be married about 15 years ago, but they didn't end up going through it. They split up. But they made a pact that if any of them, one of them texted run to the other and the other one reciprocated, then they would meet at Grand Central in New York and travel across America, I guess, to help the other person. I guess it was a sign of distress. If one of them was feeling that their life was not working out, they would meet together, make this journey and try and figure out, you know, then get their life back on track. So it's a little bit of a road film, I guess, except it's on a train. And it's really, really, I just find it really fun, really well made. It's actually made by Vicky Jones, who was behind the creation of Fleabag, which is, you know, one of the best shows of recent times. So it's got a lot of that sort of humour in it, and I just really enjoyed it. And the two leads are really great. Merritt Weaver, who plays Ruby, she's a really, really great talent. And the Irish actor Dominic Gleeson plays Billy, and they've just got a lot of charisma on there. Interestingly, a lot of critics sort of thought it petered out towards the end, and there were some people not really enjoying the way it finished, but I just finished it and actually thought it ended really well.
Oh, sadly, interesting.
Yeah, so I was keep thinking, oh, this maybe isn't going to end, and then you keep waiting. I thought, oh, actually, I like the way it ended, and I thought it all came together well. Sadly, HBO decided to cancel it. So if you do enjoy this show, you're just going to get one go at it.
It's a one-off.
Yeah. I think they were hoping, Vicky Jones was hoping for a second season and continue the story, but HBO put a line through it. But I still think it's worth watching, definitely, just for the two lead performances alone.
Awesome. And then number four, what have we got to cap it off this week?
Oh, number four is, funny enough, as I just was about to come on, I heard you're playing Floodlight, so that's the band I want to talk about. So,
oh, yes. Yeah, very good, so, Wayne. Let's hear your take on Floodlights.
Yeah, so I could hear you playing the music, I thought, that's very familiar. And I thought, yes, that is Floodlights. So, yeah, this is the debut album, as you said, from this Melbourne four-piece. They released a EP in 2019 called Bodyguard, and this is their first debut, this is their first album. They're on Spunk Records. And this one was the first one that gone into a proper studio to engineer and record it. Recorded at Head Gap Studios in Preston. And I'm really, really enjoying this. A lot of songs about identity, about personal crossroads. Lyrically, it's just really, really interesting. I enjoy the vocals. I think Lewis Parsons has a very flat delivery, almost spoken in some parts of it. So it's sort of a very distinct voice, which I quite like of any band. And the biggest thing I got out of it was it's definitely reminiscent of a lot of those great bands in the 80s and 90s with the jingly guitar, the really great melodies and the great riffs. So something I really enjoy. It's probably right in my wheelhouse. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And I think the other standout feature is the lead guitar. If you sort of listen closely to the songs and just concentrate on the lead guitar, there's just really, really great riffs going on there. And I think that's a big feature. So, yeah, I think for a debut album, this one really hits the spot. So I'm glad it's your feature album because I'm really enjoying it.
Yes. That's a nice simpatico, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is, yeah. Yeah, so this is a good one.
Yeah, well, Wayne, thank you so much, as always, for your time.
No problem.
Have a fabulous week. All that information will be up on the 2SER website. Everyone can head there and check it out. And we will see you next week.
Sounds good, Willie. Thanks a lot. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks, Wayne. Bye.
See you. Bye. Bye.